30 of season 12 of Movie Rock Minute, the daily podcast, where we dig our way through the 1994 movie Shawshank Redemption, 1 minute at a time. I'm Rob, and joining me once again today in order to finish off the week is Bubble Eat from It's Time to Rewind. Welcome back for yet another minute or another episode. Bubba.
That's always a pleasure.
Excellent. All right, so minute 30 begins with Red staring at Andy as he walks away and ends with Red finally getting the joke. So basically we left things off yesterday with Red giving us a narration explaining that, you know, now that he's finally met Andy, he can admit to himself that he liked him from the start. And the beginning of this minute lingers for just a few seconds for us watching Red staring at Andy as he's walking away. Now, you mentioned at the beginning of this week that this movie is seen and known as basically a 19-year platonic love relationship between two men. And the way that he's...
Yeah, I remember we just saw the be cute.
that exactly. That's what I was just about to say. Because it works that way, you know. Because they also, like in a rom-com, you know, they sometimes they'll see each other somewhere else, and then when they finally meet, that's when everything clicks, and that's more or less what happened here also. So I like the way that they put this together like that. And then the scene changes, and we see a laundry truck with a bunch of, duffel bags being unloaded. And then we have the laundry guy who he screams, "Let's go! Those are the schedule to keep." Basically takes one of the bags off of the truck and throws it to one of the prisoners, who then nods at him. The laundry truck driver is Morgan Lund, who has a little more extensive career. He had 20 acting credits on IMDb. Nothing that really stands out. I just like the way that he nods to him. You know, this is like a typical heist movie where everyone's nodding, you know, to give the signal, you know, that something's about to happen. You know, that type of thing. And one of the guards starts screaming, "Move it! Come on, move it!" The truck driver then walks up to one of the guards and says, "Hey, Bob. How you doing? How's the wife treating you?" You know, by trying to distract him a little bit and giving him a cigarette. I like the way that the laundry truck driver is basically trying to distract the guard from noticing that you know, one of the prisoners is taking a specific bag with him. You know, that type of thing. And at this point, we see the prisoner then start sorting through the clothes, and then he takes out a little package and sticks it in his shirt to hide it from everybody else. And this prisoner, his name is Laundry Leonard. It's actually very funny that it mentions that the actor Cornell Wallace knew that was the name of his character. You know, he was told that his character's name is Laundry Leonard, but he also doesn't have any other credits besides this movie. So it's just very funny the way that works out from that perspective. Yeah. But he does a nice job of concealing, you know, this little package. And then we see there's a main line at the in order for people to get their laundry, get their clothes. And
it's the bed sheets.
The bed sheets to get their linen. There you go. To get their change of linen. And at this point, Red basically has, you know, or Laundry Leonard nods to Red. So the Red knows that he needs to come to Laundry Leonard. And he comes up to him, and Laundry Leonard calls out, "Hey, Red!" And then Red gets closer, and then Laundry Leonard bends down and gives Red a blanket and linen from the bottom shelf. You know, something that he's kept inside. And after he does that, so there, Red does a nice job of passing him two packs of cigarettes. So it made me wonder about the whole idea of economics in Shawshank.
Mm.
You know, I wasn't able to figure out the name of the type of the brand of cigarettes being used. Not that it really matters. The main type of economics or the economy is cigarette economy in Shawshank. You know, everyone's passing cigarettes back and forth. They were betting a few weeks ago on cigarettes. You know, things like that. So that's the currency that they're using.
Yeah, it's something that's, you know, it's relatively small, light. I imagine that, you know, because it's used as currency, you know, it's not something that would necessarily be confiscated by guards. Like apparently it's something that they're allowed to have. So it's something that they don't have to worry about hiding. In term, you know, compared to other contraband.
Yep, exactly. That's what I came up with also. Because the idea is that you can't walk around with any type of real cash. You know, that's very dangerous. So you're going to walk around with cigarettes, acting as if the cigarettes are a, you know, a form of bills to be able to use for trading, you know, between people. And as you said, it's something that they're allowed to have. It's not considered contraband, and nobody cares if you're walking around with two packs or just one cigarette or 10 packs. You know, you can do what you need to with it to buy whatever it is that you need to use. And I mean, Red basically pays handling fees for all the smuggled goods. And, you know, he's paying them directly to, you know, here we see that he's paying them to Laundry Leonard. We'll see next week that he pays them to Brooks, you know, different things. That's the type of thing that you use. And then there's also the idea that you know, I read something about this that it talks about that due to the way that economies work, the reason that a pack of cigarettes or cigarettes themselves are a stable form of economics to be used as a commodity, type of currency, is the fact that you know, the guards sometimes will take them away, but so there's an overflow of the number of cigarettes that are there. But also people smoke, so you're going to be getting rid of you're burning the currency that you've been given.
Mm.
You know, that type of
thing. Yeah, it's not like cigarettes get passed around forever. They get used as, you know, for their intended purposes as well as for currency.
Exactly. And then the shot changes, and we get to see Red in his bunk, and he opens the package, and we find he finds the rock hammer inside. And then we get a little bit more of his narration at the very end of this minute, where he says, "Andy was right. I finally got the joke. It would," and then he gets cut off. So we're all going to have to wait until Monday to find out what "would" he's actually talking about. But he still gets the joke because we can even hear the laughing in the way that he's talking. I like that. I think it's done really well.
Yeah.
So is there anything else you wanted to add about this this minute?
I just wanted to talk about the composition of this scene as a whole, which I think that, you know, it's not the prison break portion, but it has the elements of like a prison break movie or like a heist movie. But it's seeing the machinations of the working gears of this smuggling process, and seeing how everybody plays their part. And it's just so well choreographed how we get to see this process take place from the driver, the basically the man on the outside, throwing it to, throwing the bag to Laundry Leonard, letting him know, giving the signal that that's where the con, that's which bag the contraband is in. And so he makes sure that he's the one that's sorting through that specific bag, and then he has the handoff from the bag to his shirt, and then from his shirt to the specific pile of bed linens, and then he makes sure that that goes to Red, and then Red opens it up inside his cell, outside of the view of the guards, and also like the cigarette handoff. The way that's done quickly and smoothly, and with the watchful eye to make sure that the guards aren't seeing that specific handoff.
Exactly. Yeah, I like the way they do that. And again, I mean, the idea that Red is doing this all the time. They didn't show it to us, and they don't show it to us, but there must be a way for him to get the list to the laundry guy. Because he's not sending him an email saying, "Okay, this is what I want you to order for me." He's got to write it down and give it to him, and the guy needs to know what he's going to get. And then the question also is, what is the laundry guy get for this? Are they paying him in cigarettes too? Like, why should he theoretically care? He probably would want cash, which then again might come, might make Andy's cash come into play
Yeah,
from that.
that's the portion of the prison economy that we don't get to see.
Right. Because we also, I mean, spoiler, we don't see Andy paying him back. My assumption is that he had to pay up front. You don't in a prison, I don't think that Red is going to completely trust this guy who just came in. That oh, you're trustworthy. You'll pay me after I get you the rock hammer, as opposed to using the rock hammer on me after I give it to you. That type of thing.
Yeah.
All right, excellent. So today's segment is called Weekend Break, where we talk about your five favorite Prison Break movies.
All right. So I'm going with my favorite Prison Break scenes, and
Okay, excellent.
I did look at the list, and I will throw in a couple honorable mentions that were pointed out in the list, but I feel like the prison break element of those movies. Well, yeah, I know,
It
but
was a suggested list I found. That's it. Yeah.
yeah. But they included Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, which, that is an all-time top favorite movie of mine. But they had already broken out of prison by the time the movie starts, and we just see like the very aftermath of them, running through the field in chains, the
Right.
very tail end of the prison break. So that's why I didn't feel like it was right to include that. And also The Fugitive, which is another great movie, but I feel like that's he was more, it's just in the right place in the right time for him. It wasn't really about the prison break. It was just,
Well, no, it
there
wasn't his
was like a
prison break. It was the
prison.
prison break. It was the prison break of the other prisoners.
Yeah, it happened around him rather than him being an active participant. And
Exactly.
then it's
You should
what we
ask Roger
see.
about that.
Yeah. And funnily enough, most of mine are actually from superhero movies, which they
Okay.
involve prison breaks quite a bit. But first off, I'm going to go with my number five is going to be Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban. And I feel like I had to include that, and that one's not so much of a prison break. It is, because we don't see the prisoner escape, but it is, they do release a prisoner from captivity, even though he's not specifically in a prison. He's just kind of in more like a jail in, a holding cell within Hogwarts. But I had
Right.
to include that because they free him through the use of a time loop. So I felt like I kind of had to include that. And then My number four, I'm going to go with X2, X-Men United, the Magneto prison break from his plastic prison. I think that's just, it's a very brief scene, but a lot of these are brief scenes, but they are very entertaining. And the fact that he's able to break out of this plastic prison due to a Mystique smuggling in a dose of iron in the guard's blood that he uses to create these two metal balls that's through his magnetic powers. Then my number three, I'm going to go with Guardians of the Galaxy, which that's another, I feel like that is a fantastic prison break scene. That is, a lot of fun of them escaping from the space prison.
Yeah, and I love how he
And
wants
then,
the guy's fake leg.
on my number two, I'm going to go with the Birds of Prey and the fabulous and emancipation of one Harley Quinn and her, breaking into which and also breaking the person out of the Gotham PD jail with the glitter cannon. That is such a fun and like visually impressive and just crazy, crazy scene that I love. And I love that movie as a whole, so I had to include that. And then my number one is going to be X-Men Days of Future Past with the Quicksilver time in a bottle Magneto prison escape. That is, just, that is an all-time fantastic scene. Like that it's so good that they attempted to recreate it in the next movie with the sweet dream scene. And I think that just this and the way that they handled Quicksilver and they gave him this scene, it is just so entertaining from start to finish. And it makes you love Quicksilver as a character.
I also love that scene. I think it's great. All right, and now we will play the first of two daily games. And so we're gonna start off with name that novel adaptation. So let's spin the wheel and see what you get. So you get a movie from 2016. The novel was originally called A Long Way Home.
Okay. Long Way Home. I feel like I might know this one, but nothing's jumping out at me right now.
Okay, it
Can I get a
stars,
hint?
yes, of course, it stars Dev Patel and Nicole Kidman.
No, I don't think I got it.
All right, the movie is called Lion. Okay. All right, and now we will play the second daily game of High Low. So let's spin the wheel and see what you get. Right, the 1968 movie Romeo and Juliet. Are you familiar with that version of it?
It's the 68. That these days it's kind of for the wrong reasons. I don't think I watched that one in in school like a lot of people did, but that one has if I remember right, that's
Yeah, I can't believe the teacher showed it to us because there is nudity in that movie.
yeah, and it's and yeah I believe Olivia Hussey,
Yes.
has since, kind of gone after the filmmakers due to that. So I'm curious if that will have impacted the IMDb score in present day. I'm gonna go with like 7.8 for IMDb and 83 for Rotten Tomatoes.
Okay. And so it's 7.6 on IMDb, and it is 95% on Rotten Tomatoes. Yeah, very, very high. I guess there aren't any contemporary people that are watching it.
Yeah.
Right, let's spin the wheel for the next one. Okay, the 1986 Oscar winner, Platoon.
I'll go with 8.0 IMDb and 92 Rotten Tomatoes.
Very close, very close. It's 8.1 on IMDb and 89 on Rotten Tomatoes. So yeah, that was close. All right, let's spin the wheel for one final time. Okay, Wally's favorite movie, the 1969 film Hello, Dolly.
Hello, Dolly. I feel like that has a bit lower of an IMDb. I'm gonna go 7.5 IMDb and 80 Rotten Tomatoes.
And you would be way off on the Rotten Tomatoes. On IMDb, it's 7.1, and Rotten Tomatoes is 43. Yeah, but it can survive a
Oof.
nuclear holocaust, so there you go. That's what it comes down to. All right, so Bubba, would you like for one final time this week to tell everyone where they can find you?
Yeah, the podcast I'm talking about today is Lyrical Innuendo, which comes out every other Friday, alternating weeks with my other podcast, An Oral History of Movies by Minutes. Me and my co-host Nick Rehack, each episode we talk about a different song, can be any genre, any decade, and we do a deep analysis into the lyrics to decide to find any hidden meanings and come up with the ultimate decision on whether the song is about sex, drugs, or just rock and roll, which can be any sort of any alternate interpretation of what the lyrics mean. And it is a lot of fun. I enjoy doing that one.
All right, and finding me is very simple. Just do a quick search for Movie Around Minute. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on Twitter. You can find me on Instagram. You can find me on my website, movieaboutminute.com. And if you want to send me an email, you can send it to movieaboutminute@movierob.net. So, Bubba, thank you very much for joining me this week. It's been a lot of fun, and I do appreciate you coming back for yet another season to talk to me about something.
Absolutely. I was excited to have a reason to finally cross this off, cross Shawshank off my to be watched list.
Okay, well, you don't have to wait to cross something off, for someone to do it minute by minute. You can try and watch stuff even without that,
I don't have to, but it makes it a lot easier to cross it off that list whenever I have that additional reason.
I'm glad I was the impetus of it all, that works. Okay, so I'll be back on Monday with a new guest, but until then. Busy living.
Or get busy dying.